every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, everybody.
There you are.
Well, this isn't the day for a lazy horse ride through the desert.
Maybe the trees, but
we got the Triple Crown running today, baby.
Ah.
You got to be ready to giddy up today. What do you think, bud? You placing any odds on... What's that horse's name? Justify?
I don't even pretend to know.
Yeah, really?
On horse racing.
Me either.
How about that cowboy we met, Wilcox? Says he's predicted every win ever. He never has been wrong. We need to go back to that restaurant in Wilcox.
There you go.
And he was old. He says he's never missed. So that's at least 70 or 80. Consecutive wins. That's pretty good odds.
Well, don't bet till you go down and talk to him.
And this owner is from Arizona.
He is. Bob Baffert. Pretty interesting story. I actually know Gallus, of all places. And he owned American Pharoah, who won the Triple Crown just a couple years ago, that was the first time that had been won since, you know, the 70s when Secretariat won. And
now, isn't that interesting?
They did a time-lapse video of Secretariat and American Pharoah, and Secretariat was still faster. But American Pharoah did pull off the Triple Crown, and now he owns Justified. So, I mean, hey, why not pull for the Arizona home team?
Well, Gary, if I'm not mistaken, do you remember? I mean, Secretariat won, like, by 26 or 27 lengths, right?
That horse was the super horse.
Yeah.
In horse racing, that was Superman. I mean, with four legs.
I mean, there wasn't even any other horse on the track when he was running. It was absolutely unbelievable.
And, you know, I do enjoy...
And what if his owners was from Arizona or had something to do in Arizona down at Sonoyta?
Hmm.
Interesting. So Arizona ties Triple Crown.
Yeah. Pretty neat. That's somebody that after... You know, no matter what happens this weekend, Bob Baffert would make a fun interview for the 7 o'clock hour. We interview, you know, we talk about Arizona people, places, and things.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a very interesting interview. What was it like growing up in Nogales in, you know, the 50s? How did you get into horse racing?
How do you pick them like
that? His parents were chicken and cattle farmers. And to, you know, become from... You know, nowhere Arizona and be the Triple Crown winner and have a second contestant. So I figured he was probably pretty busy this week and probably a couple weeks afterwards. They'll let the dust settle and, you know, July, October-ish, start reaching out and seeing if we can't get his attention when he's passing through Arizona. I'm sure he's probably not here in the state. I don't even know if he still lives here.
I don't know. I didn't know that. You're going to have your people get in touch with his people?
Yeah. Yeah, right. He was in a movie as himself. You know, you had mentioned Secretariat, and Disney did a pretty good movie on him. And the Seabiscuit was a pretty
popular. That was
popular.
A good movie.
That was good.
That was a good movie.
But there's another one, 50 to 1, and it's not near that caliber of, you know, production and, you know, music and sound and drama and everything. This was a lot more like real life, practical, probably how it really is type scenario with plenty of its own, you know, Hollywood moments and everything. But Bob Baffert's in it as himself, as he sits there and watches this no-name horse that even the owners didn't take it serious when the Kentucky Derby called and said, "Your horse qualified." They hung up on him thinking it was a joke from one of their buddies. And they called back and, you know, this one broke, you know, down to his last dime horse trainer with a busted leg from wrecking his motorcycle because he was speeding around all mad. And this other guy who got rich off Alaskan oil money and, you know, just two random people out of New Mexico that came across each other and brought this horse to the Derby and won it in 09. And Baffert's in it as himself, and you see him all making fun of, you know, who are you worried about today? oh, I'm always worried about the entire competition. Well, except these guys, boneheads over here. And so they make him look like a real jerk in the movie, but...
But your people will test that before we invite him on air, right?
I don't get the feeling he is. I think that was just part of
that. And that movie's called?
The 50 to 1.
50 to 1. That's on my list.
50 to 1 odds that this horse won the Derby. And I think he's probably – I don't think you come from Nogales as a – growing up as a rancher and come from nothing and are nearly as pompous as this and become this pompous person that – they portrayed him to be in the movie.
Everybody loves the underdog.
Isn't today a wet track? This horse did pretty good.
They have a chance of rain today. So
this horse did pretty good on a wet track, didn't it?
At Churchill Downs, he looked pretty darn good, yeah.
Well, the Derby was – the Derby and the Belmont were
muddy.
Or was that the – how's it go? Derby? Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby, Preakness Belmont Stakes.
Okay, so Preakness was wet, too.
All right. Well, that's this afternoon. So we're thinking of things to do in the hot weather. You know, just fix yourself a mint julep and sit back or a big mint iced tea, sun tea, and watch the race this afternoon. It's always fun to watch.
Do you need an excuse to make a mint julep?
Yeah. lots of things you could do. Now that it's heating up, you know, we want y'all to be careful out there. You can't overhydrate very easily. You can, but it's harder to do. So make sure you stay covered up. Light clothes, long sleeve, long pants, hat, plenty to drink, and plenty to do. Coming up soon, June 30th and July 1st, Arizona Game and Fish is having another one of their Canyon Lake Bighorn Sheep Scouting Expeditions. They'll board you. Anybody, you have to be 10 or older, so you can bring the kids, but no kids under 10. Due to limited space, you have to make a reservation, so you get a hold of Randy Babb or Jeff Myers at Arizona Game and Fish. Make a reservation for June 30th and July 1st. The tour includes history session and viewing cruise of the desert bighorn sheep in the terrain around Canyon Lake. It's a great little way to get out on the water and spend some time with a game and fish expert and help you spot and watch the majestic Arizona bighorns.
Lots of chances, really, to get out and do things. A lot of them take a little bit of planning. ArizonaStateParks.com has a great list of things. You know, a lot of trails and forests are closed, but Arizona State Parks are all open, and they have got so many things planned. If you want to go south, Karchner Caverns has camps for kids.
That's a cool place to go on a hot day.
Yes, go underground. But whenever you go into a cave, they're all pretty protected and you can't take pictures or anything. But at the Karchner Caverns, they open up once a month and let you come in. You have to sign up, but you can go in and take photographs. Use your flash and everything. You can't sell the pictures, just amateur photography. But how fun is that?
Well, that would be cool.
That's a real rarity to get to do that. Another one that they have is the headlight lamp tour. They call it helmet and headlight. So you go down, and I guess it's dark, and you know what it would be like when they first discovered it, very dark inside.
What's a cave investigating person? What do they call that sport?
Spelunker.
So they put you in the spelunker experience.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
I like it with the lights on. And I'm definitely not going to crawl through some hole the size of a basketball.
Well, I don't think you get to do that anymore.
Yeah, okay. That would not be for me. I couldn't do that.
July 7th, they're going to have a whole day planned where you can go down and touch all kinds of little creepy crawlies and learn about the animals in the area. So go to that Arizona State Parks and Cave Tours, and you can find all those cool things. If you want to come up a little bit to Oracle... June 30th, they have a great evening. It's called Storytelling Sky Tour. And you bring your own dinner. They have live music, telescopes, and hang out and just watch.
And where in Oracle?
It is at,
Sorry, didn't mean to put you on the spot there, babe.
I thought I had it highlighted. I'm sorry, I don't. Oh, here it is. It's the Canale Ranch House. Canale, maybe? Canale Ranch House? But that's... On the site as well. And that is sponsored by the Oracle Dark Skies Committee. And so they're just real passionate about keeping the skies dark. They have all kinds of reasons, health for animals and people and just the planet. But we're going to have actually Chairman Michael Wiesner is going to be on June 23rd with us because he's also an astrophotographer.
Okay.
And so he's going to come on and probably talk about dark skies and maybe give us a few tips on photographing the sky. So that'd be a cool day.
Photographing the night sky. I bet there are a few tricks to that.
Yeah, more than one, I'm sure.
How do you focus on that, huh?
I don't know. And if you want to stay in the valley, did you know that Boyce Thompson is a state park?
I did not realize that.
They have
the Arboretum?
Yeah, they're having some really cool things. They have a butterfly day. You can go in and get to see the butterflies and photograph them and stuff.
Lots of trails there, all under big shady trees.
Yeah, all their things start
with an ice cream shop.
Well, that's that's how you top it off, right?
So Boyce Thompson, Oracle, or Karshner, all great things to do. You get out to any of the lakes. And boy, I am so thankful Game and Fish in the last 15 years has taken driving under the influence as serious on the water as the Arizona Department of Transportation does on the highways.
They should. It's really scary sitting out there with your skis and watching somebody coming at you, and you're not really sure that they're watching.
Yeah. Growing up on the lakes of Arizona back in the 60s and 70s, those were the wild days on the water, I'll tell you. There were some horrible accidents that kind of forced this into being. And boy, I couldn't be happier that they've cracked down on that, because there's just something really seriously dangerous about being inebriated with a prop under a boat moving 50 miles an hour. So thank you, Fish and Game, for making the waterways safe. So be out there, be safe, have fun. We're going to come back, keep talking about Arizona here at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.